وليس فيما دون خمسة زود من الإبل صدقة، وليس فيما دون خمسة أوسق من التمر صدقة. الحديث الصحيح. Now this hadith is talking about a different type of items that you're supposed to give the sadaqah or the zakah on it. We talk about the cattle, and we talk about the gold and the silver and the money. Okay, so this is another type. This is the food, weeds and barley, rice and things like this. In general, what you call beans and rice and things like this, and vegetables. And okay. First, we have to understand that there is two type of cultivation. There is something the trees itself get watered or irrigated by itself, nature, by rain, okay, by snow coming down, or that the roots itself, because it's closer to the river, it will suck the water. And there is other kind of trees and cultivation that the people have to use machineries, okay, to cultivate. So, in the things which doesn't need any effort of a human being, no machineries, no anything, rains come and this is the way how the next thing you go and get your fruit or get your vegetables, whatever, okay, you give one-tenth, you give one-tenth of your harvest. But if you use in your hand and machineries, you will give half of one-tenth. Do you understand this now? And you know why is the difference? The difference because there is sometimes you have to rent even the machine. Sometimes maybe even you have to rent the machine and hire some people to irrigate or to water the plants. Okay? So now you're spending money. It's different from somebody who doesn't spend any money. And rain always coming, and all what he go and collect the fruit in the end of the year or the season, and this is it. Okay? So if you doing some effort or machineries or whatever it is, you give one-tenth of what you harvest. Okay? One-tenth, if it the rain, the snow, the river, irrigate it. If you use your hand and you put in effort, you give what? Half of one-tenth of what you harvest. Okay? So that means when you make an effort and you spend the money, you gain less zakah. Is this understood? Huh? Clear? Alright. The amount concerning seeds, beans, whatever it is, 612, he said khamsa awasiq or awsiq, which is equivalent to the modern weight, 612 kilogram. Kilo is equivalent to 2 pounds and something, little bit, okay, this only to get you closer. But if you wanted to know exactly how much, you need to look in one of this schedule or calculation. It tells you what is a kilo. But we used to use kilo in Egypt and we use that, so I said that is almost like 2 pounds and some. Okay? So that means we're talking about almost like 1,300 pounds. This would be your nisab of your harvest and your cultivation. This now you have to give zakah in it. Hadith, and this hadith, which is number 494, the hadith is authentic. And anything less than this, okay, there is no zakah. So the nisab is khamsat awasiq, and I told you what it is. Now hadith number 495 is explaining the same thing that we just talk about it. فيما سقط السماء والعيون أو كان عثريا العشر وفيما سقيا بالنطح نصف العشر. Okay, and the hadith is authentic and talks about different methods of irrigation. One they use machineries and one the rain and the rivers. Okay, the one with the rains and the river you give 1/10, and the one that you use machineries you give 1/10. Hadith number 496, page 213, reported by Abu Sa'id al-Ash'ari, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari wa Mu'adh radiyallahu anhuma, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala lahuma, لا تأخذا في الصدقة إلا من هذه الأصناف الأربعة الشعير والحنطة والزبيب والتمر. Okay, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari and Mu'adh, don't collect any sadaqah except from these four kinds: barley, wheat, raisins and dates. Okay, the hadith is authentic. So the nas or the statement came specifically concerning four things. Alright, so as example, if somebody have watermelon, does he have to give zakah?
Yeah.
No, but should he? He's making money. Okay, but we could not say no, you have to, or otherwise you go to hellfire. Okay, there is a specific thing that you give zakah in it. Apples, all these things. Okay, but in general, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in Quran, وَآتُوا حَقَّهُ يَوْمَ حَصَادِ. This in general, the understanding of the scholars also. Okay, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 267. Please record the verse so you can read it home. 267. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ وَمِمَّا أَخْرَجْنَا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ ولا تيمموا الخبيث منه تنفقون ولستم بأخذيه إلا أن تغمضوا فيه. Okay, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh you believe, spend from the good of what you had earned and from what we cause the air to give. Okay, and this will be a general, and these scholars are different basically concerning certain issues in the zakah. But a person, Muslims, have to learn how to be generous, kind, considerate, thinking about the other people. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us the likeness of the believers in the way how they love one another, care for one another, assist one another, like one body. When one member suffer, that the whole body will be suffering as a result of this. But basically, this is the type of food that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made it to be obligatory, that share it in it: barley, wheat, raisins, and dates. The second part of the same hadith, which started in page number 214, Walid Dharqutni, this part is weak. So please mark that this part is weak. Okay, talking about the watermelon and Chinese apple, sugar canes and all these things. Okay, hadith number 497 is weak. Hadith 498 is weak. We go to page number 215. Page 215. Let's repeat this again because Talib missed it. In page 2114, because it's very important to mark these things, this narration is weak. The one by Dharqutni, first 2, 3, 4 lines. And even it say, narrators is weak. Hadith number 497 is weak. Hadith number 497 is weak. Hadith number 498 is weak. Okay, 498 is this side.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. or the English is the others? Okay. 498 is weak. Let's go to page 2115, hadith number 499. وعن عمرو بن شعيب عن أبيه عن جدي أن امرأة أتت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ومعها ابنة لها وفي يد ابنتها مسكتان من ذهب فقال لها أتعطين زكاة هذا؟ قالت لا. قال أيسرك أن يسورك الله بهما يوم القيامة سوارين من نار فألقتهما؟ رواه الثلاثة. This حديث is حسن, reported by Amr ibn Shu'ayb from his father, from his the authority of his grandfather, that a woman came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and her daughter have two bangles, ankle bracelets or hand bracelets, whatever you call it, okay? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked her, do you give the zakah on this? She said no. So are you going to be happy that Allah will replace you with them, bracelets from fire in the day of judgment? So the woman took them when she heard this, and she threw them away. Okay? So we understand from this hadith that even the jewelry, if you have it for decoration, I mean for you to use, it's still that you have to give zakah on it if it reaches the nisab. You bought your earrings, plus your ankle bracelets, plus your necklace, plus, put everything together. And if they reach 85 gram, you have to give zakah. Okay? Hadith number 500. عن أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها أنها كانت تلبس أوضاحا من ذهب. فقالت يا رسول الله أكنز هو؟ فقال إذا أديت زكاته فليس بكنز. Okay? This أم سلمة, may Allah be pleased with her, she used to wear bangles or ankle bracelets, whatever you call bracelets, out of gold. She asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is this considered as a treasure? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had warned in Quran those people who save gold and silver and they don't spend it in the cause of Allah, okay, that in the day of judgment that will be made like pieces and will be used as iron to iron their forehead, okay, and their sides. So she will try to know, being having this gold, is this considered a treasure that she saving the gold, and that this will apply to her about she's not giving fi sabilillah? So the Prophet asked her, do you give it zakah? If you give it zakah, that is not a treasure. That means it's okay to wear it as long as you're giving the zakah. And the hadith is hasan. Hadith number 501. That means 501. The hadith is weak. Hadith reported by Sumra. The hadith is weak. Hadith number 502. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وفي الركاز الخمس. This page number 216. Hadith number 502 reported by Abu Huraira in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhima. So the hadith is authentic, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said rikaz, he gave one-fifth of it. Rikaz is whatever that you found it buried down in the ground without knowing who's the owner. You go buy a piece of land, or the government give you a piece of land, and you dig in and you found like a treasure, or you found whatever it is, gold, or so the zakah of this, he gives it immediately. Okay? And how he gives the zakah of it? He gave one fifth of what you found in the earth.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is. And the rest of yours. Okay? Hadith number 503 عن عمر ابن شعيب عن أبي عن جدي أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال في كنز وجده رجل في خربة إن وجدته في قرية مسكونة ما فعرفه وإن وجدته في قرية غير مسكونة ففيه وفي الركاز الخمس. A man had found a treasure in the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to the man, if you found it in uninhabited places, a place which nobody was living, is a city, you know, like ancient places, and nobody used to be people living there, and you're talking about centuries, years and hundreds of years, these people gone, and this is like in the middle of nowhere, and somebody digging and he found this thing. So the Prophet ﷺ said, if you found it in a place which inhabitation and there is people living around, because maybe somebody went and he hid it there. So you have to announce about it for a whole year, okay, before you use it. You don't say exactly what it is, but you say, I found a treasure. And if it's belong to anybody, you put it in the newspaper, you put it, you understand, announce it in the marketplace, wherever, whatever the means that you use in that time. And the person, if somebody put it there, he would say, yes, it's mine. He will give you some signs, like say, it's a gold, it's about 5 pieces, each piece about 2 pounds. Okay, he will give you some kind of indication that you will know that it's his. Yeah, description. He's not going to tell you a silver and it's gold. He's not going to tell you it's a 5 pieces and it's only 1 piece, okay? So you will ask him what it look like. So if you found this treasure in a place where there is close by living area, you have to announce it. And if you found it in a place which nobody living there, now you will take it and do what? And you give the faith of it as zakah. Last hadith, hadith number 504, and the hadith is weak, and basically that is what in the book of Bulugh al-Maram concerning zakah. Inshallah, we're going to be making a stop soon, maybe after 3-4 classes. We're going to try to finish until Al-I'tikaf, and after this we're going to stop, because basically it will be Ramadan. So we have Bab Sadaqat Al-Fitr and Sadaqat Al-Tatawwa and Qasm Al-Sadaqat. This will be one class inshallah, and after this will be the Siyam, the fasting, which will take another at least one class. And after this we'll talk about the optional fasting. This will be the third class. And the fourth class will be about the i'tikaf, okay, during Ramadan. So we're talking about 4 classes more, that approximately 1 month. And after this we'll give you a break for Ramadan, and we'll meet after Eid 2 weeks, and we'll start about Hajj, inshallah, to prepare for Hajj. So inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding, the proper understanding concerning his deen, give us the tawfiq and the guidance that we practice inshallah. Does anybody have any comments, any correction, any thing that was not clear that... Yes sir.
I have a question about this. The past hidden treasures, does this also mean you find like $20 on the ground, something like that?
Okay. Things which a person found it, we call it minor things. Okay? $5, $10, and $20. Okay? This is not a treasure. And the way how is your question, it sounds like you never saw a treasure before. Treasure, brother, when you don't live here anymore, you go live in California. on a palm tree.
Okay.
Under palm tree, okay, having an onshore and all these things. You're talking about millions and millions of dollars, brother. The small things that you see it, or you found it on the ground, okay, pennies and nickels and dimes, dollars and five and $10, you can take it. If somebody around you, you can ask, if not, take it and keep walking. This is what you call a minor things that general common person doesn't care too much for it, okay? But if something that you found it not hidden under the ground and is so big, it is your obligation that you identified it, announce it for a whole year before you use it, okay? Like somebody, as example, he will find $5,000-$10,000 in an envelope, cash. This is not yours. You have to make announcement, put a sign under this tree or this electric ball. I found some money. If it's yours, call me in such and such. Make an ad on the newspaper for a whole year. If nobody comes to it, it's yours. No, the Muslim doesn't cheat like this. Only some lawyers, some companies, they write a big thing, and after this small, small writing, you could not even read it. No, the Muslim doesn't do this. Yes. You have a question?
You said an includes like oil too, right?
Yes.
What if, suppose if you find oil, and he spends, you know, how oil wells keep, you keep getting oil from it. Suppose it goes on for 20 years, you know.
So every 100 gallons, as example, that because you're going to have a meter over the pump, okay? So you know how much is coming out.
Constantly.
Exactly, yes. Because, so on every 1,000, you give one-fifth of this. Yeah. And we pray that Allah will give us a treasure, inshallah, if it's going to be good for us. Because sometimes you get a treasure and you blow your deen with this treasure. Yeah. Yes, sister.
If you think of the gold, if you have the equivalent of the gold in money, you can have the money, the equivalent of the gold, correct?
Again.
You need 85 grams of gold at least to start paying the test.
Yes.
If you have this equivalent in cash,
yes,
you pay on cash.
Yes.
What if you have the equivalent of cash and you spend it like on a sofa? But it's something that's in your house like this, not like food or clothes or necessity items. Maybe spend it on a sofa or a
okay.
We paid the cash on this also.
Or on the sofa? No. Things which you use. Okay, as example, somebody have a car maybe $15,000-$20,000. Some people they buy a car for $50,000, okay? So this is the thing that you use for your own so-called personal use. The house that you live in it, it maybe even cost $200,000, but it's still a house. Somebody have a house for $500, I mean a trailer house, and somebody have a house on the lake house and in the lake side and $200,000. Both of them, they have houses, and this a person have a car for $500, and this have it for $50,000. Okay, so this personal thing that for personal use, you don't give a zakat on it, even if it's more than 85 gram of gold in the value. And Allah knows best. Any other question? Okay, Jazakumullah khairan. Our classes from now on is after Salat al-Isha, inshallah. We're going to close early today, and subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, and Allah knows best. Thank you for coming.